following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Doug Gottlieb. New Year's is just around the corner. New Year's means new resolutions, new things. I got a new thing for you. P90X2 is finally here. You still get the same world-class trainer, Tony Horton. But this year, me, you, and Tony Horton will be cranking up the intensity with 12 all-new workouts that'll challenge all of us like we've never been challenged before. Whether it's P90X or P90X2, now is the time to start thinking about getting in better shape, not after January 1st. If you've already done P90X like me, step up your game for 2012 with P90X2. And if you haven't done P90X, the original, start the program first. Whichever one you choose, order now to get in the best shape of your life. I'm officially starting P90X2 on January 1st, and I challenge you to join me. There's heavy product demand, so order now to guarantee you have it in time to start with me. There's a 90-day money-back, risk-free guarantee, so call 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575, or go to ESPNradio.com/Doug now. Again, 800-832-7575. No excuses. Go to ESPNradio.com/Doug.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
it. He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here for the next hour. We're going to be talking with a variety of folks on the show today. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire is going to join us to answer your fantasy football questions as most folks head into the first week of their playoffs. And for some that have a full year touchdown only type of leagues, everything counts right down into week 17. Still time to make some moves. Email us your questions. Jeff coming up at the end of the program. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Remember, the number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Also, over the next few days, we're going to give you a chance to win some cage fighting tickets, mixed martial arts. Tony, this is big time action coming up next Friday going on at the Viero Events Center, which will be followed the next night by the bull riding going on, the professional bull riders tour out at the Buffalo County Exhibitions there. We'll also have tickets to give away to that.
Yeah, and I think people need to understand that, and we're trying to get the word out as much as possible. This is not the ultimate fighting we've had here in the past where they drove around campuses and saw basically, look, let's see who's in the gym. He looks to have a six-pack. He can take his shirt off.
All right, the previous stuff here was entertainment to sit around and enjoy, and people that went had a great time. But this isn't even in the same...
No.
This isn't even in the same competition level. This is D2 girls basketball is what was there before, and now you're watching Duke men.
Yes, and what was there before is a hammering on D2 girls basketball right now.
Sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. This is a different league. 9 out of the 12 bouts are professionals that are flying in from all over the country. They win these bouts. Basically, they move on to bigger venues. Yeah, it's a stepping stone deal, but they're gonna have the lights set up over the cage. They're gonna drop them down. They are professional fighters. They're flying in. We'll get you the names, and we're gonna pass along a lot of information because we think this is a great event. And if you're into ultimate fighting, you will not want to miss this. A lot of people are. I watch it sparingly at best when it's on. I can't say that. I mean, I know who Tito Ortiz is.
Let's just say this. when Wisconsin and Nebraska were playing in the second half, more people were watching some big cage matches that night than were watching Nebraska-Wisconsin.
Yes.
So I know there are fans out there, and that's next Friday at the Viero Events Center. Coming up, Drew Shenick is going to join us. As you've heard by now, or if you haven't, there's been a change in the coaching staff with the Tri-City Storm. We'll talk with Drew about that. Eli Cabarel is joining us from Pro Football Weekly. And, as we said, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, all coming up. And Tony, Doc Sadler can only put on the best face that he can because he knows he's got a bad basketball team right now. He's got a good basketball team playing poorly. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
I don't know, Bo Spencer, is you 1 for 11 or one, whatever he was.
And Doc says it was one of his best games of the year. He goes, the ball didn't go in, but everything else was good.
Yeah, best, you know, I guess you spin that to try and give a guy some confidence. Supposedly, you know, when you run up and down the floor with USC and you think, hey, you know what, we get a game there and, you know, probably, you know, had a chance at the end against Oregon, you're thinking, hey, we got an athletic team, we're scoring some points. Then all of a sudden Florida Gulf Coast comes in and the score back to again the old Barry Collier days of 51-50. And people, they had to wake him up to go home.
Did you just give me a Sammy Hagar reference? Did you just Van Halen me?
No, that's 55.
That's 51-50. Here's what you can just tell in Doc's voice.
Well, the good news, obviously, is the outcome of the game. We knew going into the game it was going to be very difficult. I knew it was going to be a tough basketball game. It didn't look like we had much emotion at all. But I think, again, you've got to give them credit for putting us in a situation and spreading us out. And they made some big threes there in a row then in the first half. You know, their zone gave us problems. That was the best zone that we've played against.
So when we had Andy Markowski on last week, I said, look out for Florida Gulf Coast because this is one of those teams that's up in Division One and is starting to make a move. And, yes, they're 3-6, but five of the six losses have been TCU, Maryland, Nebraska by less than 6 points. You knew that they were going to come in and fight. They need to beat a team like that to make a name for themselves. Now Nebraska goes to TCU on Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll have to see where this team goes. You got Tally, that obviously a deep thigh bruise. That's never fun. If you ever had a regular bruise, this is a deep thigh bruise, probably going to linger the whole entire year. They thought about shutting him down to give him a redshirt season, medical redshirt season. Obviously, he opted not to do that. Says he's going to play through the pain. I don't know how you play through a deep thigh bruise.
Have you ever had a deep thigh bruise? And if you had, how deep would it have to be considered a deep thigh bruise?
It would have to be real deep, real deep on me. Like a deep pec bruise. That would be deep for me.
We were wondering, we asked that question before, Jared Crick tore his pectoral muscle. Do you even have one?
No, I don't think I do.
It's been replaced?
We could do an MRI and see, but I don't think I do.
It's been replaced by a Colin Montgomery breast or what?
Yes. Now, Phil Mickelson in the old days.
It's been a big week for you. Today, it's the third straight day in your – and what's your schedule like? You had a brawl on Tuesday at SEM.
Yes.
Yesterday, you were
– and with the Overton Junior, it is nearly a brawl.
Overton, you were brawling there. Today, you go to Lex.
Now we're in Lex this afternoon, late.
Taking it to the next level, JVs.
Yes, JVs, I believe, tonight. So we'll see.
Got something tomorrow?
Yeah, we're got a little battle with Amherst and Loomis. JVs get it on tomorrow.
Interesting.
So,
how you holding up?
Oh, actually feeling real good. Other than ruined a few hopes and dreams yesterday, called off a shot. You know, really wish I had that call over. When the whistle blows, you know, like, poor girl, she's not going to make another one this year. Pretty sure of that. And I, you know, waved off the shot, said she traveled. That was disappointing. But, oh, well, what do you do?
Now, how many – yesterday was day four?
Yes.
And you would estimate you've actually trotted how far in those 4 days?
I wore the pedometer, and it says 42 miles.
Yeah,
But
that's steps. That's steps, not
miles. I worked
miles.
With my
that's
buddy Rod steps. Yesterday. I just told him I needed to loosen up, so I went baseline to baseline. He stood in the middle of the court just to help him out.
Yeah, okay. All right. Also, yesterday, you want to know who I voted for the Heisman? You get to vote for three people. Yesterday, I told you who number three was. Andrew Luck is who I voted for in the number three spot. Earlier in the week, I said that of the three guys I voted for all have been invited to New York City. Today, I will tell you that it was very, I took a long time. I took a couple of hours, let's say on Monday. I took all this time to put everything together after watching the football season. And I had Andrew Luck third. And then it came down to these two guys. And I'd look at it, then I'd do some other audio. Then I'd look at it, and I'd come back. I'd look at it and come back. I finally voted Robert Griffin III of Baylor second on my Heisman ballot.
You know what? Really tough to argue. Anybody that saw that team, and you could say, without Robert Griffin, how good would Baylor be? Although when the other quarterback came in, he looked awfully good too.
And it's a whole different deal.
And it's a very different offense and everything involved there. But he is world-class speed. Everybody knew that going in. He's a playmaker, and Art Briles got himself a good one there.
And any time you can meet a kid like we were able to do at Big 12 Media Days a couple of years, really great guy. We've had him on the show before. But now that he's in the bastard Big 12, we don't talk to those people anymore.
Yes, we shun them.
That's it. So he is who I voted as the runner-up. I think he's got a real good chance to win it over 39-98 passing. And if he hadn't been knocked out of the Tech game, he'd have went over 4,000. You put his total number of touchdowns together, I believe it's 45. I think he threw for 39 and ran for 6. So what a great year for Robert Griffin III, a junior. When we come back, one other thing. They also, I don't know, all of a sudden we get all these votes now. They must have not have the right email.
Now, you use we as plural. More like you.
Well, you were part of it, and then whatever, we. Eddie Robinson, Coach of the Year. Here are the five coaches. Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, Brady Hoke, Michigan, Les Miles, LSU, Bill Snyder, Kansas State, Dabo Sweeney, Clemson. Who would you vote for? And they ask us to rank those five. Who would you vote for? And, Daddy, you told me you would vote for number one.
I would rank Mike Gundy because he finally beat Oklahoma. And I think going into the year with Oklahoma rated about 8 spots ahead of them, I think that's monumental. I throw out the loss to Iowa State because I remember the tragedy that week at with the plane crash and how it affected those kids. I'm going to look here for Clemson.
And see where
they were a year ago.
You look. Here's what I always, all of these coach of the years, I find it hard to vote for the team that was ranked in the top 5 in the preseason, and then all of a sudden they're playing in the national championship, so they're the coach of the year. I usually like to see who molded the turd best, is what you usually say. Who took the crap and did the best with it? I voted Dabo Sweeney 5th from Clemson. I voted Les Miles from LSU 4th. I voted Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State 3rd because they were supposed to be good. And they were. And maybe they won one more game than they were supposed to. I mean, they were 9th, so I say they won one more game than they were supposed to, and that was Oklahoma. Brady Hoke, 2nd. To come in and take where Michigan was and to do what they did. In fact, I think they're on such a roll that if you take those two teams they lost to and played them again now, especially Michigan State, and I voted Bill Snyder number one. I mean, how does he do it?
No, I don't think anybody can argue with Bill Snyder because they totally came off the radar. Clemson 6-7 a year ago, finished the season 9-3. Down the stretch, Dabo Sweeney probably lost some votes just with the people he lost to. Nonetheless, a great year, and then crushing Virginia Tech in the championship game certainly garners him a little bit more attention. I think a lot of the national people would come back and say Brady Hoke, that's fine, did a really good job. How good's the Big Ten? Right now, I think you'd get an argument. They're a mediocre conference at best. We'll see in the bowl games. That's why you almost want, hey, let's see how these teams do facing each other in the bowl games. Then we'd have a better gauge of this. If on January 1st and 2nd the Big Ten goes 0-5 like they did last year, Brady Hoke slides down that list quite a ways.
Drew Shinnick has joined us in studio. We're going to talk to him next here on the Doug and Daddy Show after the change made with the Tri-City Storm. Also, a reminder, you might want to check our Facebook page, give you a chance to win some cage fighting tickets. Did we get a winner, Mary?
We already got a winner.
Who's our winner?
We got Lori.
Good job, Lori.
Good job, Lori.
Keep your eye on the Facebook page because it could pop up any time in the next 10 days as we go up to the cage fighting. So keep an eye out on that. Also, when we have a chance, don't forget the UNK winner Sports Luncheon is today. It's their final one before Christmas. UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic winter sports coaches will all be on hand. 11:45, the $5 meal begins. The coaches will start speaking right about noon, maybe even 5 till today because there are enough of them. So come on out to the Health and Sports Center and get a preview of what's going on with the winter sports that have already begun for everybody, and we'll let you know where they're all at. That's today at 11:45. When we come back, Drew Shinnick will join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Check out the great oil and filter specials at CarQuest Auto Parts. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $19.99. Upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for $22.99. Or 5 quarts of Pennzoil platinum full synthetic motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for $30.99. See store for details now through February 2nd at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
When you donate your car to the National Kidney Foundation, it's a win-win. You win because donated cars are tax-deductible. Thousands of kidney patients will win because your donation supports life-saving programs. The process is simple. Towing is free, and your gift to those with kidney disease is priceless. Donate online at 1-800-488-CARS.com, or you can just
call 1-800-488-CARS, the Kidney Cars Program.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Thursday night, it's an AFC North matchup at Heinz Field when Pittsburgh plays host to the Cleveland Browns. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from the Subway broadcast booth when Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers battle the Browns. Pittsburgh needs a win to keep pace in the tight AFC playoff picture, and Cleveland would like nothing better than to spoil those plans. Browns Steelers, if it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As cloudy conditions continue today, we'll see some light snow developing with accumulations of 1 to 2 inches by this evening. With a high in the upper 20s, winds will stay northerly at around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 28.
Doug and Daddy's show on the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, UNK softball team has their annual pancake feed at the American Legion on 1223 Central Avenue, south side of the Bricks. In fact, Tony, if I am correct here, once the Bricks end, what is it, about 2 more blocks to the Legion? For folks that don't know, I mean, if you're new to town, which I can't believe you wouldn't know where that's
one,
at, but that's
two.
Okay.
I believe 3.
Yeah. Because the Bricks end at the courthouse and the jail.
No, block north
block
of there.
Block before that.
They end at a great martial arts studio.
Yeah, where they end.
There you go. By Ronnie Dogs.
Okay. All right, so there you go. So it's a little bit. So you go to the end of the Bricks, then you go about 3 more blocks. That's where the Legion is, and it is this Sunday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., so you can go before church right away at 8. You can go afterwards, maybe. You don't do that. Maybe you just want to have something to eat before you watch some football. They're there from 8 to 1, some silent auction items. The players and the coaches will be there and a variety of others. It's always a great event. $5 is all. Kidding me? Really?
Those are great cause.
Yeah,
believe me, they need the money. It's one of those things. They don't have a football banquet.
No, they don't have a big banquet.
There's not a plethora of scholarships available to the softball team. I'll be honest with you. Guapo, do you know what a plethora is?
Well, a couple of days ago, Jason Owens stepped down as the head volleyball coach at Kearney High. We chatted with him. Drew Schenick is out as the Tri-City Storm coach. He's the only coach the Storm have had since Kirk Brooks purchased the team. And Drew has graciously joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in studio. And I guess the first observation is, Drew, if this was a mean-spirited or non-applicable breakup, you wouldn't be in here right now. So as much as it stinks, this happens, as you say.
Well, it does. I mean, you know, you talked a lot to people, and, you know, I've been in the business a long time, and, hey, you know what, there's an old saying, that's hockey. And, you know, you're in this business, you know that there's always the chance that it happens. And, you know, I was watching NHL Live or whatever it was the other day, and there was a comment made that, you know, the first day that you're hired is the first day closer to the day you're being fired. So, you know, at the end of the day, we all know the inherent risk of you know, working and coaching in pro sports. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, life goes on.
Drew, one of the public things that was known all along is you never had a standing contract or a contract that was signed. Or you weren't the coach till 2015. Kirk and you had a relationship as such. You trusted one another. And that's the kind of guy he is. He obviously made it right with you and your family. It's not, he had the right to say, oh, you're done and you're out the door. He didn't do that.
No, absolutely. Mr. Brooks has always treated myself and my family and even the hockey team with you know, full professionalism. And, you know, and when it all came down yesterday, I'm sure it probably wasn't an easy day for him as well. But, you know, with that, you know, we came to an agreement to, you know, that obviously he's going to look after me here for a little while until I get back on track. And you know what, he didn't have to, and he did, and I really appreciate it.
How difficult is it? I mean, Josh has taken over, Eric's staying there, Lenny's staying there. I mean, it's not like it's a total shakeup. So I find that somewhat odd, but it also would be tough to clear out the coaching, all the coaching staff, and bring in somebody new. It's not unusual. I mean, this happens in all the other sports that they find somebody to finish out the year on staff usually. He doesn't use the interim tag here on Josh, but how tough is that, I guess?
Well, I don't think it's that tough. I mean, you got to have some continuity when you make a change. And, you know, I certainly think that, you know, Finker and Howard are more than capable. I mean, you know, Josh has done a good job at the North American League level, and Finker's been with me for 3 years. And, you know, so I don't think it's a situation where, you know, I don't have any ill will. I wish those guys the best of luck. I really enjoyed working with them. And you know what, I do believe in the hockey team here. I do think that there's, you know, there is a good group of guys. It just, you know, unfortunately we fell victim again to some injuries at some bad times, and you know, we just couldn't get the snowball going back the other way. And again, it, you know, it's not easy, but, you know, I wish those guys luck, and they, you know, they can certainly call on me anytime they need for any help or advice.
Did you have a chance to address the team yesterday?
No, you know what, I didn't. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, I talked about it with, you know, with Josh and Eric, and, you know, they said, hey, go ahead. But, you know, I don't want to be a distraction either. I know those guys gave it everything they had, and unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, they need to concentrate on winning two games here this weekend and at home. And I didn't want to be the guy to be a distraction. I wish our guys the best of luck. And I certainly think that they have the ability in that room if they can stay healthy. I think that, you know, they can make a little bit of noise.
Drew Schenick is with us. He's out as the hockey coach of the Tri-City Storm. Josh commented on the weekly forum where the Skip always does. There's a media get together every week. And Josh commented that maybe something after the Omaha loss didn't click with the kids in the locker room. Would you care to comment on that? I mean, we got 2/3 of the season left. And I couldn't quite get whether it was the guy saying, listen, we got to get our act together, or if it was a finger pointing type of deal.
Yeah, no, you know what? It was, hey, like, we've got to get our act together. I mean, I was there, and you know, nobody's happy about losing. Nobody wants to lose. But, you know, at the same token, you know, as a coaching staff, you can put into place what you want to do. You know, you can do it. But at the end of the day, they have to come together and find a way. And I think there's, you know, when you go through tough times and you're missing different guys throughout the lineup here and there, you know, you can start feeling sorry for yourself a little bit. And you know, oh, geez, we're close again. But, you know, we just didn't get over the hump. And I think, you know, the guys have to realize that it's not about, you know, who's out of the lineup. It's about who's in. And they just have to bear down and go out and get some wins. And certainly that was, you know, the theme of the talk after the Omaha game. And I certainly feel that, you know, again, it's a good group there. They're a real good group of kids. And you know, I think there's some talent there. They just have to, you know, get healthy and you know, buy into each other and go from there.
Of all the years you've been in hockey, I get to catch part of both games in Fargo. Skip, after the second one, said on the air something to the effect of, in all the hockey I've ever seen, this is as frustrated as I've ever been as a broadcaster. And I'm sure the coaching staff feels, was that as frustrated as you've ever been?
Well,
knowing?
And kind of recapping, too, the Friday game with Fargo was a high-scoring game where the Storm is ahead in the third period, and all of a sudden it goes from 4-3 to 6-5, and they knock in an empty netter. Then the next night it's 3-2. Tuesday night it's 2-1. The Storm scores first. They knock in another empty netter, make it 3-1. All close hockey games after you'd won three of the last four.
Yeah, I mean, it is frustrating. Like, we, you know, we always felt that, and at least I did, we were that, you know, just that one win away from, you know, turning the corner. And, you know, we went on that, you know, that tough slide there through the end of October and through November. And, you know, again, you look at it and go, geez, you know, we're so close. We played a lot of very good hockey games. We, you know, we all played a lot of those teams and probably maybe deserved a better fate in some of those hockey games. You don't get it. And you know, it mounts a little bit. And you know, you're preaching hard work. You're preaching, you know, stick to it. You know, you're preaching togetherness. And they go out there and do that and don't get the result. You know, a win's always back up what you're trying to teach. You know, you can always learn from losses, don't get me wrong, but when you win hockey games, it's easier to sell what you're trying to do. And unfortunately, we didn't get those, and you know, it got tougher and tougher. And then all of a sudden, you know, we finally get, I would say, 90% healthy, and we lose, you know, two guys in the first 10 minutes of the Lincoln home game, and away you go, right? So, you know, the beat goes on. But, you know, I give our guys credit. They battled. Like, you know, I've been on teams and been part of teams where they've had coaching changes before, and, you know, the guys have quit. You know, they get outshot, you know, 40-15, and they get outscored 8-9-1, and I don't think that was the case here. I mean, we continued to play hard till the very end, and I think our guys just, you know, we're running out of gas, and hopefully, like I said, Josh and Finker can get healthy here, and I think they've got a pretty good group there.
Two games this weekend, and then they kind of go on the holiday break, and then they've got some games at home. These are home games here for the most of the rest of the month. I know it's kind of a sticky situation asking for your advice now that you're not the coach, but what does this team have to do? What are you striving to do? What were you striving to do the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, you want to win. I mean, obviously, I think the biggest thing is getting healthy. I think if this team can play with the 20 guys that they want in the lineup every night, not that they're all not capable, but if they can play with the 20 guys they want in the lineup every night, you know, they've got the goaltending now. I think they've got some scoring. I think they can win. It's just a matter of keeping guys healthy. And I know that, you know, in that locker room right now, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, make excuses, but there's guys playing that shouldn't be playing. And they're trying to play through injuries that, you know, are affecting their game. And you know, that happens when you're short. Like, we go through the month of November basically playing nine forwards. You know, you guys, the tank runs empty a little bit on some of those guys when they're out there every second shift or every third shift. They're playing power play, penalty kill. You know, it was kind of like our, you know, back to our first year, like when you have Jaden and he plays so much, by the third period when you really need Jaden to be good, he doesn't have the gas to do it. And I think that was, you know, part of our problem here. But, you know, again, like I said, it's, you know, there's a good group there. If they can get healthy, I think they'll be fine.
Drew Shinnick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on a somber day, I guess you'd say. Drew, what, as a hockey coach in the USHL, next for Drew Shinnick, any ideas?
No, you know what, not really. You know, I'm going to take a little time, you know, see what's out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, we'll decompress and you know, spend some time with my kids. I, you know, again, it's, you know, when I talked to Coach Littler after, actually, he called yesterday. You know, it was his first time too down in Omaha, and I just said, hey, enjoy your family, you know, because, you know, with what we've got, we're gone so much, and we, you know, we're away so much in the summertime, we're on the phone. You know, take the time to sit down and, you know, play with your kids and enjoy that, because you're going to get hired again here right away, and you're going to be busy again, and you're going to forget that. So, you know, I'll just take some time with my family, and we'll regroup and you know, kind of see what happens. And if an opportunity comes that we like, then we'll certainly look at it.
I'd have told Bliss to do something about working on his golf game in the off time.
Maybe at the golf dome. I don't know.
What do the kids want for Christmas?
Oh, you know, I don't know. My daughter's still only a year and a half, so we can get her pretty much anything. I think she's going to like it. My son is big into Star Wars and lightsabers and video games, so anything along those lines, I think we'll probably be safe.
Lightsabers. I had to purchase one of those about 3 years ago.
I've had many a lightsaber fight, and I don't want to
Well, Drew, again, we're going to be losing a great member of the community, so whatever it is you do in the future, best of luck, and hopefully we can stay in touch. We always appreciate your generous time. That is the one thing about every hockey coach that we've had at the Storm. They've always been really great with us, and no different with you.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's been great. My family and I have really liked it here, and we're going to miss a lot of people. But you know what? Life goes on, and one door closes, another one opens.
It's still a standing offer. Should in ever your hockey career you come across Don Cherry and get a phone number, I would love to have Mr. Cherry on our show.
Well, you know what? I've got some time now. I might be able to dig something up here for you. I'm not going to guarantee, but if you get an anonymous text from a 702 number with an Ontario number, that very well might be Don Cherry's number here. I'll see what I can muster up.
Oh, boy. I would love to see Don Cherry on the Doug and Daddy Show because he makes me smile.
Hey, one last thing, Drew, I was going to mention. It's not always – it is about winning and losing when it comes to what the kids want, but it's also, and Bliss was one of the first ones that really hammered this home, it's about getting these kids to college. And, again, a lot of guys under your watch have moved on and have been doing some really, really great things, and not just Jaden.
Well, yeah, I mean, we you know, that's the goal of, you know, our organization is not only to win hockey games, but it's to move players along to pro hockey, college hockey, wherever they want to go. And you know what, we've done a good job with that. And you know, I know that you know Finker and Howard will do a good job, you know, continuing on that. And you know, it's nice to see. It's nice to, you know, get a phone call from a former player that's playing at Air Force, or you know, talk to Matt Johnson, who's at Ohio State, and said, hey, you know, thanks a lot for everything you've done, coach. You know, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And you know, that's gratifying, and you know, that's part of the job that's good. And you know, unfortunately, this is the sucky part of the job, but you know what, it is what it is. You take the good with the bad, and you move on. And like I said, we've met a lot of great people here. We're going to miss a lot of them, and you know, it's going to be sad to go, but you know what, that's hockey.
Again, Drew, thanks for the time, and best of luck. Happy holidays.
All right, thanks to you guys.
Drew Shenick, former coach of the Tri-City Storm, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and all of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Don't forget, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, buy one Whopper, get one free. Daddy's already in line when he gets back tonight from his ball game.
Yep, get eight of them. There's 16 in the bag.
Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. When we come back, we're going to Pro Football Weekly, Danny.
Eli Cabron, associate editor, is going to join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. This holiday season, don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Do what I do. Head to StubHub and pick up gift certificates for all the fans in your life. Not only can you bang out your holiday shopping in a few clicks, but you're giving them something they're sure to love. Everybody's a fan of something. So this year, forget the holiday socks, pass on the chocolates. Do everybody a favor. Don't drag yourself all over town from store to store. Pick up a StubHub gift certificate. Trust me, they'll thank you for it.
StubHub!
Ryan Russillo here. You know your college football. You probably argue with your friends about the Heisman. You might even think you know more than me, which is impossible. You're in luck because Nissan is giving you the chance to prove it. Nissan has one official Heisman vote for the 2011 trophy, and they're giving it to you, the fans. Go to officialheismanvote.com and back up your Heisman smack talk.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy conditions continue today, we'll see some light snow developing with accumulations of an inch to 2 inches by this evening. With a high in the upper 20s, winds will stay northerly at around 5 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 28.
Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake it up, wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. Shake it up, shake up the happiness. Wake up the happiness. Come on, yo, it's Christmas time. A little boy made a wish that day that the world would be okay, and Santa Claus would hear him say, I got dreams and I got love, I got my feet on the ground and family above. Can you send some happiness?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As you're heading towards the holidays, you're going to maybe have a holiday party. Maybe it's for New Year's. Maybe you just want to sit back and relax and watch all the college football bowl games in the NFL. Bring it to an end with the playoffs as we go to the Super Bowl. You can find all of that going on, of course, at our friends at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. The beauty of it is as well that if you go to any of their stores and you see something in the store, they're going to deliver it to your house, business, wherever you need it. On that day, the next day, whenever you tell them, the bottom line is if you want it in your house today, you're going to get it. Maybe dad is actually out of town for a whole day. When he comes back, there's a new recliner. Maybe mom's been out of town. You come back, there's a whole new living room set. Therefore, can't beat it at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Daddy, I've got to head up towards UNK for the sports luncheon that's going to be going on. Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, UNK winter sports coaches are going to be there. But we've got some great football with Jeff Erickson coming up. He's going to be joining us from RotoWire to answer all your fantasy football questions. So email those in. But right now, your favorite sport.
Yeah, it's the NFL, and Eli Cabron joins us from Pro Football Weekly. He's the associate editor there. Eli, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Well, doing good. I only have time to ask you a couple questions, and then I'll turn it over to Tony. The talk again, and I'm interested in your opinion, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck. First, is Andrew Luck everything that everybody wants? I mean, is he a Ryan Leaf or is he a Peyton Manning? And can these two be on the same team next year?
I don't know if he's either Leaf or Manning, but I'd say he's a lot closer to Peyton Manning. I don't see him as the guy that's going to flame out of the league in a few years just because mentally he's much more prepared for the NFL than Ryan Leaf was. I don't know if he can, though, dominate the league from the get-go like Peyton Manning did. I mean, obviously it took Peyton a few years, but he was an MVP candidate pretty quickly into his career. I don't know if Andrew Luck is that good, but he's going to be an elite quarterback. And I think if the Colts have the opportunity to draft him, which it looks like they will, they need to, because Peyton Manning, with his neck injury, and who knows how long it's going to take him to recover. He hasn't played this year. Doesn't look like he will. And even if he is cleared off by the doctors to be 100% next year, a neck injury like this could just aggravate at any point. So the Colts have to look to their future and go with Andrew Luck if they think he's the best quarterback available.
Bears or Lions, better chance of making the playoffs, or will neither one make it?
I think the Lions have the better chance just because they're healthier at this point. The Bears have lost so much in the last few weeks with Jay Cutler going down and then Matt Forte getting banged up. I think the Bears are a better team when healthy, but they're just not at that point right now. So I think Detroit has an edge of those two. But that wild card race is getting kind of interesting. The Falcons are still sticking around. There's the Giants and the Cowboys. They're not playing their best at the moment, but they still have an opportunity. So the NFC wild card race hasn't been decided at all. And the Bears can still make a run. They still have a great defense. They need Caleb Haney to improve, though. So of those teams, I think the Lions are in better position as it stands now.
Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly joins us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Eli, I love draft audibles, and I love audibles and hearing what those guys say. And for Nebraska fans out there, this one comes from this week's Pro Football Weekly. Put on the tape and watch Sue. Get blocked one-on-one all game, and you show me where he's a dominant player he is made out to be by the media. I've never seen a bigger farce. I thought he was overrated coming out of college. He's done nothing to change my mind. He's nothing but a bunch of hot air, and I think the people are starting to come around to it. That's one of the interesting things. Dominic Raiola had a curse-filled, just blasted basically his teammates the other night. I want more in-depth, your thoughts in-depthly on the Lions, because I know a lot of people here with the Nebraska, with Vandenbosch, with Sue, with Raiola up there want to hear your thoughts on the Lions, and are they a team to be reckoned with, or are they a bunch of hot air?
I think the Lions are in the weird position that they control their own destiny in the fact that they, when they are motivated to play and they play with some intelligence, they're one of the best teams in the league, and they show that at the beginning of the season. But they tend to not think properly, and I don't know if that's because of Jim. It's because of Jim Schwartz, who's been known to be a bit of a hothead himself. Jim Schwartz was the head coach in Tennessee when Albert Haynesworth stepped on Andre Girard's head. He was the defensive coordinator there, so he has a history of recluses on his club. I mean, you've seen the last 2 weeks the Lions have been on national TV, first the Packers, and then last week versus the Saints. And each time they just made poor decisions, personal foul penalties. They when they act with some dignity, it seems like they're one of the best teams in the league, but they're just so inconsistent. They just don't know how to win yet at this point, it seems like. So I think the Lions have a lot of talent. I think they, like I said in the last question, I think they can make the playoffs, but they kind of have to control themselves over these last 4 weeks.
Well, we're four or five questions in, and we haven't said anything about Tim Tebow. I think that's not all. You know, the first question has been Tebow time. It's been this. It's been that. The Denver defense, Von Miller's played exceptionally well the entire season until he got banged up a little bit. Your thoughts on Tim Tebow and Tebow time, and who's really winning these football games for the Broncos?
Oh, it's the defense, and it's the running game, which is partially Tebow, but partially Willis McGahee also. The offensive line, head coach John Fox deserves some credit, and Tebow deserves some credit as well. I mean, anytime you can come in as a quarterback and go 6-1 in your first 7 starts, that's pretty impressive. Got to hand it to Tebow, but he's getting a bit overrated, obviously. The hype around him is excessive. He's still a developmental passer. He can't really stand in the pocket necessarily and make all the throws, but he's improving. He completed 66% of his passes last week through a couple of touchdowns as they beat the Vikings. So they're going to go as far as their defense takes them. If teams can't score on them, Tebow and McGahee can do enough to win the games, but it's all about the defense right now in Denver, in my opinion.
Two teams, bigger surprise to you as you look back from your thoughts at the start of the season till now, the Titans or the Raiders?
The Titans. I thought the Titans were going to be one of the worst teams in football just because after the lockout with the new head coach, that was going to be little time to prepare, new quarterback, Chris Johnson holding out. I didn't think that the defense was going to be that strong. The fact that they're in the middle of the AFC playoff race is astounding to me. The Raiders are a bit of a surprise because of how much they lost in free agency with Nnamdi Asamoah and Zach Miller. But I thought they still had the talent to compete. The Broncos are the biggest surprise, I think, out west. But throughout the whole league, I think the Titans rank as one of the biggest surprises of anybody, just how competitive they've been with all the setbacks that I thought they'd have at the beginning of the season.
What was Hasselbeck that banged up the past couple years in Seattle?
He must have been, because, I mean, he is looking like a completely different player this season than he showed in Seattle. And it helps to have a guy like Chris Johnson behind him, who's really running well after a slow start to the season. So, yeah, Hasselbeck has been one of the wonders of this season. A lot of people thought that they signed him just kind of to be a bridge to when Jake Locker was ready, but he's evolving into one of the best quarterbacks in the AFC.
DeSean Jackson, contract year, who wants this guy? Will there be anybody out there be willing to pay him a third of what he thinks he's worth?
Well, it only takes one. There only needs to be one team that's convinced, and there always seems to be someone. But I don't know if he's ever going to get the money that he believes he's worth. He's an inconsistent receiver. He's obviously a game-breaker on returns, and he's a game-breaker when he has the ball in his hands. But he is just such an enigma. I mean, he sleeps through meetings. He has 50-yard plays followed up by taunting penalties, and then the whole thing gets called back. He's just a selfish player at this point. And I don't think he's going to return to Philadelphia. I don't think Andy Reid wants anything to do with him at this point. But some team will take a chance on him because he does have an insane amount of talent, and coaches are kind of selfish, and they think that they can mold players, and some team will try and most likely fail. But someone will give DeSean Jackson a contract. I just don't think it will be to the value that he believes he's worth.
Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eli, we're just going to keep you for another minute. Houston Texans, terrible luck at the quarterback position. Is Yates going to be able to lead this team into the playoffs, in your opinion? Just give us your overall thoughts on him.
I think that he can lead them into the playoffs just because they're well ahead in that division with only 4 weeks left. They got a two-game cushion, and they have a manageable schedule. They still have another game against the Colts. They got some winnable games left, so I think that they're going to make the postseason. But once they get there, I just see them having difficulty. T.J. Yates is a solid rookie quarterback, but he's still a rookie. I mean, he's still only started a couple of games now, and they're going to have to adjust to playing with him. He doesn't have the big arm necessarily that Matt Schaub had. It'll help to have Andre Johnson back, but he hurt his hamstring again. The defense for the Texans is going to be the key to them, and Arian Foster. But I think just in the playoffs, if they have to go up against Baltimore or Pittsburgh or something like that, it's going to be tough for T.J. Yates to win a game like that.
Fair enough. Before we let you go, the Packers go undefeated?
I think they will. Their schedule lines up well for them. If they want it, if they play all their guys, I think they can go undefeated. The question for Mike McCarthy is, does he want to risk it down the stretch of the season? We've seen it work both ways. The Colts kind of rested their guys. They had not gotten knocked out of the playoffs. The Patriots went for it. They got knocked out of the playoffs. So it's kind of a tough situation for a team looking to go undefeated, but I think the Packers have what it takes to win these last four games.
Fair enough. Eli, is there one surprise team for you in the last four games makes a run that's got a legitimate shot at contending for an AFC or NFC title?
I think the Giants. The Giants have lost four in a row right now, but they still have talent. Eli Manning's playing well. Their defense, they have talent. They're just waiting to get healthy. They still have an opportunity to turn these things around and make a run, I think. But they have to start it off by winning at Dallas this week. So the Giants are my team to watch out for.
Eli, we appreciate the time you always give us. Very, very generous. Thank you so much. I look forward to catching up with you again as we head towards the playoffs.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Perfect, perfect. Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly. Folks, if you have never read Pro Football Weekly, get online. Get a subscription. It is a second to none. If you're a pro football fan and do not have Pro Football Weekly, I question whether you're a fan or not. Whether you're a fan of pro football, whether you're a fan of college football, whether you're a fan of college basketball, they've got all the games on Cunningham's Journal and The Law. Come in and watch all your sports, all your favorites at Cunningham's Journal and upstairs at The Loft. Remember, they've got lunch now. Whether you're looking for pizza, prime rib sandwiches, burgers, the Juicy Lucy is one of Doug's favorites. I like the prime rib sandwich. You got Munchables, sliders, hot wings waiting for you. Every Husker game, including that bowl game, coldest draft beer in town. There's Coors Light red beers, Nebraska pint specials throughout that day. Don't forget that. Check it out. Cunningham's Journal, the place to be for sports. Don't forget the live entertainment on the weekends. And now lunch, located 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. See Mike, Yusuf, and the gang. Cunningham's, they're waiting for you. The good time starts there.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. With the holidays almost here, the last place you want to be is at the post office. Traffic, people sending more letters and gifts than they will all year. The lines will be ridiculous. Avoid all of that. Use Stamps.com instead. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage. That's right, using your own computer and printer. Everything you do at the post office, without having to be in line behind GERT, you can now do right from your desk. Print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it. And if you're a small business, it looks so professional. You never have to go to the post office again with Stamps.com. I use it, so do my friends. It's easy. For a limited time, get a special offer when you use my name, Colin. No risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, includes a digital scale that calculates the exact postage for you, and you get $55 of free postage. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top right side of the page, type in Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. The holiday season is the worst season at the post office. Use Stamps.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Yondas Music and Pro Audio invites you to give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Music. Yondas has a great selection of pianos, keyboards, guitars, drums, and musical accessories for you to choose from at prices you won't believe. Guitar pedals starting at $14.95, keyboards starting at $99, guitars starting at $79, quality drum sets starting at $299. Gift cards are also available. Now through Christmas, Yondas will be extending their shopping hours, opening Sunday afternoons from 1 to 5. Make it a musical Christmas this year. Come in and see them at Yondas Music and Pro Audio on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, bringing you up to the lunch hour here. It's been a while, but we go to RotoWire. Jeff Erickson joins us, as he always does every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy show, except for the last couple. We've had some problems. Jeff, welcome back. Good to see you're safe.
Hey, so glad to be back, man. I'll tell you what, it's you don't realize how much you miss, like, power when you go 5 days without it there.
Yeah, it seems to be one of those things you kind of take for granted. You're exactly right. How are your fantasy teams doing? Are you hanging in there?
Yeah, the ones that had Jamal Charles, I had a couple scufflers. I've got one that's just truly awful. Had Charles, Bradshaw, Daniel Thomas, my top three running backs, and that wasn't very much fun. Another one that's got Charles and McFadden. That hasn't gone so well. Other than that, doing pretty good. I've got 10 teams. I think 7 will make the playoffs.
Fair enough. Jeff, we start here with the questions. We've got several of them for you. Pick one, DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Darius Hayward Bay, or Santonio Holmes?
You know, I'm wary of the Eagle guys there. But I'll tell you what. I'm going to go Jeremy Maclin if he plays. Watch tomorrow's practice very carefully. That's going to be the key there. Otherwise, I'd say Santonio Holmes.
Alex Smith or Tony Romo?
Tony Romo.
Okay,
definitely.
That's a touchdown-only league, and last week Smith scores 24 and Romo gets me 6. It just made me sick.
Oh, understandable. And Jason Garrett really botched that end game. I thought they died of cowardice. I mean, it wasn't just the last drive, which was terrible enough in itself, but the drive before that, they had the ball on the Cardinals' 44-yard line, 4th-and-1, and chose to punt. I'm never, you know, you've got that personnel on your team. Go to your team's strength, which is your offense, and go for it there. Keep trying to advance the ball.
Cam Newton or Tom Brady?
Good problem to have. Is there a difference in this case, I think there's a difference between the passing touchdowns and rushing touchdowns. Say if rushing touchdowns are 6 and passing are only 3 or 4, then I'd go with Newton. Otherwise, go Brady.
Steve Johnson or Dwayne, I guess he says pick one. Stevie Johnson, Dwayne Bowe, or Hester?
Stevie Johnson by a hair. I don't like Bo going up against Revis this week.
Sproles or DeMarco Murray?
DeMarco Murray.
All right, fair enough. Tight end, Gonzalez or Hernandez?
Gonzalez has been getting in the end zone more lately. I go with him.
Fair enough. I have to play, Andrew says, I have to play three of these. Dwayne Bowe, Santana Moss, Laurent Robinson, Spiller, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Marion Barber.
Okay, Barber's a sit. Bradshaw's a sit at this point in time. It's just because of the split in the carry. So I think Robinson's the one you want to watch out for. Didn't practice yesterday. Got a bad shoulder. Was limited in today's practice. Miles Austin's coming back, so I think he's the third guy I sit with that. And I think you start the other three.
Fair enough. Jeff from Kearney says Vic or Sanchez.
I go Vic. Don't love the matchup, but then again, I don't like Sanchez's matchup that much either, and at least Vic can run.
Demaryius Thomas or Deion Branch?
Go Branch this week. I think against the Redskins, they're going to need to throw a little bit more. Branch didn't do a whole lot last week, but I think that he'll do a little bit more this week.
What do you do with DeSean Jackson?
If you're the Eagles, you don't sign him, that's for sure. I'm starting him in one league where I've got him, begrudgingly. I don't love it. I've got him around 30 among my wide receivers. So I think if your replacement value is someone like A.J. Green or Mike Williams or Anquan Boldin, I think you go with it. If your decision is someone like Reggie Wayne or Pierre Garçon, I think you stick with Jackson.
What do you do now with Adrian Peterson and Forte? Will they be of any value down the stretch?
Forte, unlikely. Peterson might come back as early as this week, so we're going to watch the practice reports with him. Forte's out at least 2 weeks. It depends on how, in your league, how much more you want to go. Peterson did not practice yesterday. He's going to attempt to practice today. He says he's 70% recovered. So, you may not use him this week. You'll probably use him next week.
Jim says Dwayne Bowe or Mike Williams?
Mike Williams. I know it's difficult, but he's kind of come to life the last 3 weeks of the season. And he's got a pretty good matchup against this Jacksonville secondary that gave up. They lost three guys before the last game against the Chargers and got torched by Phillip Rivers last week.
Will Roy Helu continue to produce?
Yeah. Shanahan finally, before last week, he actually came out and said that Helu is the unquestioned starter. It was nice to see that. It's the first time he's actually said something affirmatively. I don't see why not. I mean, he's been fantastic. I think I like this matchup against the Patriots, too.
Okay, the Riz says, Laurent Robinson, Marcus Colston, Stevie Johnson, or Malcolm Floyd, pick three.
Robinson is the sit unless Austin does not play. If Miles Austin does not play, then Robinson's the start, and then I think that in that case, give me Colston's definitely a start, too. Give me the other two receivers again real quick, please.
Robinson, Colston, Stevie Johnson, or Malcolm Floyd?
Floyd would be the sit. If Miles Austin does not play, then you sit Floyd. If Austin does play, then you sit Robinson.
Okay, Andy wants to know, is Steven Jackson an option to go with Spiller or go with Spiller?
I go with Spiller over Jackson. I don't like the matchup for Jackson at Seattle.
Fair enough. Jeff Erickson from RotoWire joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, we appreciate the time. Enjoy this week's football, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, take care. Thanks a lot.
Well, Merritt, several questions answered there in short order. Kind of rattle them off.
Rapid fire.
Let's get out of here. Let's wrap it up with that. Hope you enjoyed today's program. Kind of a somber first half of the show. Not very much fun. Not very much fun at all.
And then Doug left. Oh.
Well, then that was fun. Drew Shinnick in studio day after he was let go as the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. And go to the email here. Doug, is that lightsaber for your personal collection, or are you going to pass it off as a holiday gift exchange? Thank you for the emails. Send them anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I want to thank Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly. I want to thank Jeff Erickson from RotoWire. All your fantasy questions answered. And I want to thank Drew Shinnick for not only being a wonderful interview when we had him on, but also a good human being that we're gonna really miss around here. So thanks, Drew. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day, folks. Taking you up to lunch out here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, 1460 and Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.